We're good. There we go. I was never on the recording. That's okay. That didn't need to be recorded. That was for you. Hallelujah. That wasn't for those on the internet, on the website. Praise God. You know, one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about. Who's whistling?
Somebody's
here. Here I am hearing. Praise God. One of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about, he's more interested in our life service than our lip service. Hello? Many are offering up lip service, but there's no life service. God wants you and I to know today that our actions speak louder than our words.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. I don't know. When I was a young kid, they were way after my time, but they had action figures. Amen. And God's all about action. And God wants you and I to understand what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 3. He says, for every season, there's a time and purpose for every season under the heaven, okay? And God says, this time we're in is valuable. It's important. God is strategically doing things in the earth realm to align with the heavenly realm. Amen? How many know that God does things, he does them decently, and he does them in order, and God always has an order of things. And half the time when God does what he's going to do, he just blows my mind. Because I never thought he would do it like that. I thought he would do it like this, then he blows my mind, and he goes over and above what I thought. Amen? So today, if you have your Bibles with me, open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 60. Beginning to read with verse number 1. The word of God says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to thy brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to see. Thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Today, the title of this morning's message this morning is The Word Manifested. For us to find, to flow, to fear, and to form. Amen? Simple. Can we lift our word together? You say, Pastor, why do you do that? I do that because it's hard for us. Sometimes we can't hardly agree on anything. Amen? And the Holy Spirit wants us to come into agreement. And when we come into agreement, heaven's moved in our behalf. So, repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something. Now, Holy Spirit, may I get out of your way. Father, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and all is accomplished, you will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For I ask this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. The apostle, the prophet Isaiah, he said in verse 5, then thou shalt see. In other words, and I said define. You know, Jesus says to you and I, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. In other words, if you're not seeking, you're not going to find. And God has something he wants you to see. There's something he wants to reveal to you today, that everything that's taking place in the atmosphere is basically for your benefit, whether it feels like it or not. Amen. How many know that sometimes when God moves, it isn't always comfortable? Most time when God speaks to me, he takes me out of my comfort zone and takes me to the uncomfortable zone. Amen? Amen? So first we're going to look at the find, and Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 20. He said, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, to find, to see, to get revelation, to have understanding, Jesus gave us an illustration in Matthew chapter 10. So look with me in Matthew chapter 10. How many followers of Jesus do we have in the room? Amen. We're followers of Jesus, and Jesus gives us a word here. And Matthew 10, verse number 37. He said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Amen. In other words, this calls for supernatural love. God constantly reminds me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to me. Amen. Be added to you. And I'm putting Jesus in front of my father, in front of my mother, in front of my son, in front of my daughter. I'm seeking him first. I put him in first place. It's not that I don't love them. It's that I don't sacrifice them. But when I put them above him, I made them my God instead of him. How many know that we serve a jealous God? Amen. I don't know about you, but he says, I'm looking for your first part. And if you give me your first part, I'll bless the remainder. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love being blessed of the Lord. Amen. Anybody like being blessed of the Lord? Amen. Isn't it awesome that they be in the blessings of God? Amen. So when we're looking to find, the word is manifested for us to find. In Hebrews chapter 13, No, Hebrews chapter 4. Excuse me, 16. The word of God says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. What we're doing is we're finding the word to help us see. The word is manifested for us to find, that when we trust him with all of our heart, when we lean not to our own understanding, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he's going to direct our path, and he's going to help me. How many need help here? Come on. How many help? How many are facing something in their life they need some help with? Come on, come on, come on. And God says he never called us to do it on our own. He's given us a helper. He's given us the Holy Ghost. He's given us he's our very present help in time of need. We don't have to run and go look for him. He's right here. Amen. Are you with me? So the word is manifested for us to find. When we find, or when we reveal, or we see, we find the truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When we find the truth, then all of a sudden we can flow together. Secondly, to flow together, the prophet Isaiah said this in Isaiah chapter 2. Man, Isaiah is one of my favorite prophets. Isaiah chapter 2, verse number 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days, look at the one beside you and say, we are in the last days. Come on. Look to the one beside you and say, we are in the last days. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. God said this about this ministry when this ministry was planted. God said his glory was going to come in here. It was going to go to the nations. And God is establishing it, and he is setting the things in order. He wants us to find the truth. As we find the truth, we begin to flow in it. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking at a stream of water that's running. And if every one of us represent a spigot, and every one of us represent a source of water, when we're coming in unity, all of a sudden there's a gushing rush of water that floods things in the atmosphere. I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty good. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 64, he's setting things up. Verse number 1. He said, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by ear, neither have the eyes seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. How many know that God's timing is perfect? He is never late. He is always on time. I'm reminded that his time is not our time, but he's always on time. Come on, say it, repeat after me. He said, his time is not my time, but he is always on time. We serve a God that is never late. He may be late in our clock, but he's never late on his clock. And when his time comes, we find it was the perfect time anyway. Oh, come on. Come on. Can we get a little excited about the God we serve? Can we get excited about the Lord we serve? Can we get excited that thousands of years ago, a prophet stood up and said, wait for the Lord, for he is coming, and he's going to do great and mighty things, and we've been tarrying, and we've been waiting, and then suddenly. Come on. Let me tell you something. Let me say this to you. If you can't get excited about the Lord you serve, nobody else around you is going to get excited either. Amen. What did the Holy Spirit open with? Our actions speak louder than words. Don't give me all your talk. Don't give me all your chatter. Show me with your life. Show me with your life. Get excited about the God you serve. Amen. If you're not excited about it, the people you're trying to witness to aren't going to get excited about him either. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. What's happy look like? What's happy look like? What's happy look like? Come on. Come on. What's happy look like? Come to this fountain and drink, and they don't want to come to it because it looks all sour like polluted water. Come on. Come on. Hey, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. God isn't saying anything to condemn anyone. God wants you to know he has far more for more you than you really recognize or even realize. Amen? Guess what? When we allow him to rise, the enemy is going to scatter. Let's not give the enemy so much room. I believe we give him too much room. Let's drink his space. Hallelujah. Amen. You shrink his space by expanding the kingdom of God. Come on. Are you with me? So the word of God says in Psalms 31, verse number 19. He says, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. What the Lord is saying to you and I today, the word is manifested for you and I to find. It's manifested for you and I to flow together. It's manifested for you and I, thirdly, to fear the Lord. You know, fear isn't, I'm not scared of my daddy, but I honor my daddy. I have reverence for my father. Amen. My father has a lot of love for me. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. God's love always shows me that, hey, I could do something a little better. Every time I think I've arrived, the Lord shows me something else. You know? But he tells you and I, we're ever learning but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. God is wanting for you and I, one, to find the truth, to flow together in the truth, and to fear his holy name. You know, in Psalms 34, verse number 6, the psalmist says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. You know what the Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12? Ecclesiastes 12. Verse number 13. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So with this in mind, the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 13. The Word of God says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So what the Lord is saying to you and I in closing today, he says, when we find the truth, when we find his word, we begin to flow together in it. And as we're flowing together in it, there's a reverence, there's a fear for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then all of a sudden, we begin to form a different opinion. Amen. Isaiah said, there was going to be an enlargement. He's going to enlarge the borders, okay? He's all about mansion expansion. Amen. So we're going to look at the form and Isaiah. Let's go back to our text, Isaiah chapter 60. And the prophet ends this chapter in verse number 21. This is what the Spirit of God is saying to us today. He said, Thy people also shall be all righteous. How are we righteous? Through Jesus Christ. He said, all the people will be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Then he says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. I don't know about you, man, but I'm excited that the Word of God is being manifested to you and I today, to say, so that we can find the truth, so that we could flow together, so that we could fear his name, so that we could form another opinion about it's not just about us four and no more. God's in the kingdom expansion. Amen. So when we find and flow and fear and form, why do I do this? So we can keep up with it, right? It's important that we follow. And what the Lord wanted to say to us, and as I close this in Romans chapter 11, verse number 25. The Apostle Paul says this. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that the blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. This is our season. This is our time. Amen. Amen. This is our time. Look at the one next to you and say, this is our time. This is our season. We're expanding the gospel to the Gentiles because that door is going to be shut and God's going to graft back in the Jew, the natural branch. So in closing today, God simply says this. Arise. Shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Can we give him praise? Can we give him glory? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Lord! Thank you that you called every last one! Thank you for the plans that you have for every last one! Right now, I declare and I decree, let God arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name! In Jesus' name. God is a covenant God. And he gave us covenant by his broken body to shed blood. And God gave us a word today. And we're going to covenant together in this word. And we're going to follow God in his word. And then we're going to do what God calls us to do. Every last one is valuable. Every last one is important. Nobody else has what you have, and everyone needs what you have. Everyone needs what you have because you have something that no one else has. God gave you a unique personality. He gave you a unique, you're unique. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. that you should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. What God wants to do with communion today, He wants you to renew the covenant you have with Him. Would you please come and gather around the altar? We're going to take communion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.